In this bulletin, the number of permanent visas granted to migrants drops to its lowest level in a decade. The British Parliament votes against Boris Johnson's calls for an early election, and Queenslanders urged to be prepared for catastrophic fire conditions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The number of migrants granted permanent residency has dropped to its lowest level in a decade. Just over 160,300 individuals were given a permanent visa in 2018-19. That's nearly 30,000 fewer than the annual migration cap of 190,000, with migration agents and applicants blaming long processing times rather than a lack of demand for the unallocated visas. About 70% of the places were filled by skilled workers. Immigration Minister David Coleman says this year 23,000 places are allocated in the migration program for people who commit to live and work in regional Australia for at least 3 years.
And what that's going to mean is there's going to be more opportunities for regional businesses to get the skills they need when an Australian is not available for that job. It's always, of course, our first preference to fill available jobs with locals.
The British Parliament has voted against Boris Johnson's call for an early election. Mr. Johnson called for a national election on the 15th of October after Britain's House of Commons voted in favour of passing a Brexit delay bill. The legislation, if passed in the upper house, will halt the UK's exit from the bloc for 3 months if Parliament has not decided on an agreement, and stop Mr. Johnson delivering a no-deal Brexit. Despite Mr. Johnson losing another parliamentary vote, he says the fact that the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn no longer wants an election shows that he thinks he'd lose.
48 hours ago, he was leading the chant of stop the coup, let the people vote. Now he's saying stop the election and stop the people from voting. I think there's only one solution. I think he has become the first, to my knowledge, the first leader of the opposition in the democratic history of our country to refuse the invitation to an election.
Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union on the 31st of October. Queensland's Premier has urged people to be ready to flee bushfires with catastrophic conditions forecast for parts of the state tomorrow. Extreme to catastrophic fire dangers are forecast for the Darling Downs and Granite Belt and the Maranoa and Warrego. There are more than 20 significant bushfires currently burning across the state, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people need to be prepared to leave if they worsen.
I'm advised that we can expect conditions to ease slightly today, but tomorrow the Bureau of Meteorology has predicted conditions will deteriorate significantly in southern Queensland as a trough approaches from the west.
The Prime Minister says he wasn't informed in advance of an Australian Federal Police raid on the home of an intelligence official and career diplomat yesterday. Scott Morrison says it would be concerning if he was made aware of day-to-day operational details of a law enforcement authority. Following the raid, there have been renewed calls for greater protection for journalists and their sources. Mr. Morrison says press freedom is not under threat in Australia.
There's no question about the government's commitment to press freedom. We're absolutely committed to press freedom. And we're also absolutely committed to every Australian being subject to the rule of law. I am. All of you are.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is accusing the Labor leader Anthony Albanese of having a soft approach to border protection. The comments come in response to Labor calling on Mr. Dutton and the Coalition to let an asylum seeker Tamil family stay. The family, who are living in the Queensland town of Bilawila, are arguing the youngest of their two Australian-born daughters needs the nation's protection in order not to be deported to Sri Lanka. Mr. Dutton is staying firm on not making a ministerial exception and says, unlike Mr. Albanese, he knows how to make the difficult decisions necessary to keep the boats away.
Anthony Albanese, when you look at some of the comments he's made in the last 24 hours, talking about thousands of cases being intervened in, has no idea what he's talking about. And to try and be Mr. Popular, to try and be all things to all people, you cannot be a leader in this country or aspire as he is to be Prime Minister of this country if you are flipping and flopping as Mr Albanese does. He says one thing, that he'll stop the boats. In the next breath, he says that 6,000 people will be allowed to come in under a Labor government.
In tennis, number 2 seed Rafael Nadal has overcome a stiff challenge from Diego Schwartzman to advance to the US Open semi-finals for the 8th time. The Spaniard emerged with a victory 6-4, 7-5, 6-2. He'll next meet Italian Matteo Berrettini, who defeated Gael Monfils in an epic 5-set battle. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day and 20. Adelaide, showers and windy, 14. Melbourne, showers and 14. Hobart, rain and 14 degrees. Canberra, showers developing, 18. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, also windy and partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane, hot, sunny and windy, 34. Cairns, sunny and 29. And Darwin, sunny as well, and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.